Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on August 14th, 2014. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, that's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show, or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm feeling talented.
Well, I just wanted to mention that I finally got a hard copy of the Daily Breeze's Best Of issue yesterday.
Yes.
That would be us.
Would there be something in there that
award-winning local radio talk show?
Yes.
We have to get that title into the intro somehow.
It's very exciting, and we've been working long and hard for several years on this, and we're excited about it.
Hey, we beat out Frank and Heidi.
Yeah, there you go. It's the Jackie and Joe show. It should have been Heidi and Frank. They just didn't get it right. But
yeah, whatever. But we have to get that into the intro somehow now.
we talk so much.
Reader's choice, yeah.
That's correct. Yes. We've talked so much, Jackie, about the incredible, you know, human potential right here in the South Bay. So many people, doctors, lawyers, dentists, accountants, and actors, actresses, and, you know, obviously the Kings, many, many of the Kings hockey team.
Right. The hockey players, right. A lot of athletes.
There's a tremendous amount of talent in the South Bay in general. It's a wonderful place to live. But we've never really explored the performing talents, the performing arts. I mean, there's the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center, which has amazing shows, but they draw people from all over Southern California. But here, right here in the South Bay, we have incredible talent. And we're going to explore that today. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Chris Wolf, Executive and Artistic Director for the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation and a regular contributor to this program. Chris's background in the arts is as eclectic as it comes. As a child, he put on plays in his living room and was a performing magician by age 12. Chris has worked as a performer, writer, producer, director, presenter, arts administrator, acting teacher, graphic designer, and marketing professional. In addition to his current duties as the executive director for the foundation, he also serves on the Artist Spotlight Committee for California Presenters. That's a statewide consortium of performing arts presenters, and the Artist Showcase Committee for the Western Arts Alliance and Annual Conference. Chris shares his life with his beautiful wife, two kids, and two cats. Now, today, Chris is going to tell us about the upcoming South Bay's Got Talent show, which takes place on Saturday, September 27th. Entrance audition submissions are due by August 18th. Now, if you have a talent and are ready to take the stage, you want to hear this, so stay tuned. Chris, welcome back to the show. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Well, thank you and good morning.
Thank you for joining us. It's a truism, really, that the South Bay is home to lots and lots of great natural human resources of all kinds, but we often don't think about the performing arts. Can you talk a little bit about that and the inspiration for South Bay's Got Talent?
Well, I think part of the inspiration was that the board of directors and myself wanted to really reach out and give a showcase to all the different talent that's out there. I mean, you see it every day, but you just don't necessarily realize it where, I mean, even like there are restaurants and bars that have local bands. There are elementary, junior high, and high school talent shows. And there's a lot of talent out there that never really gets their time to sort of, you know, shine in the spotlight, if you will.
Right.
And we wanted to sort of take that and give them the opportunity. And, you know, obviously having a hit television show out there doing sort of the same thing doesn't hurt. So we'll sort of ride their coattails, if you will.
Right. It's a great, you know, sort of meme in the reality show world. I mean, I think it began in Britain, didn't it?
Yes, Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent began, of course, they do them all over the world now. There's obviously, you know, probably Korea's Got Talent and Japan's Got Talent and so forth. And it finally did come to America, and we have a signaturely long run. It's a very popular show. When you think of a show like this, and especially a local show, what kind of impact do you think this might have on the community? This is the inaugural year, but, you know, as it goes on, what kind of impact do you think this might have?
Well, we hope that it has quite a big impact. I mean, let's not forget that, I mean, the foundation is not only, the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation isn't really only here to sort of bring quality entertainment, because we do bring a lot of, you know, big names and quality performances to the venue, but we also are about arts education, and we think that giving this sort of platform to young artists, you never know who's going to be in the audience seeing some young child perform, you know, sing their heart out and get the bug and sort of carry that on, and that's sort of what we're about, is trying to sort of, you know, I guess preach the gospel, if you will, that the arts are alive and well.
And, you know, we talked about your being a contributor to the show before, and I just want to introduce people to Chris Wolf a little bit, because it really is something special what the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation is doing, and I just want to introduce the player. So, Chris, tell us a little bit about Chris Wolf.
Oh, golly. I was born with the bug. I was, you know, performing in front of my parents and my brother since I can remember, doing, you know, song and dance routines, you know, being in my room sort of practicing whatever show I had and producing shows for the neighborhood kids. You know, it's funny because even just a few months ago, I found a program that I had done when I was like 10 years old that my grandmother had typed up, and we passed out when, you know, kids bought tickets. So back then I was doing it. Then I got the magic bug and did that all the way through high school, performed, acted, got the directing bug, did some filmmaking with some friends of mine, just sort of all did everything, and then at one point I started doing a youth theater workshop and working with kids, teaching acting and putting on plays in local communities, and then sort of took it to the next level, was the artistic director for a local theater company, and then was working in venues, presenting and producing and directing.
Right.
So it's funny because I even wonder myself how it happened, but I've been doing this since I can remember.
And at 12 years old, he turned to his parents and said, "But what I really want to do is direct."
Yeah, right. And they just kind of rolled their eyes. That's really funny because they actually were responsible for me getting into magic, which is where it all sort of my performing. I guess I actually got to perform when I was younger because they came home from Vegas after seeing Siegfried and Roy with a little magic trick, and that was it. But, I started performing.
Mm. You were hooked.
Yeah.
It's kind of that story about performing for the parents and for the relatives at age 12. It's a story that hits really close to home these days now because we're talking in general. Everyone's talking about how uniquely talented some people are and how much of an impact they can have on the world because. The loss of Robin Williams recently, I remember a quote by, I think it was I'll get his name in a minute, but the quote was, we've lost so many great talents, and you can feel it. You can feel it like the air has been let out of a balloon. I mean, Richard Pryor, he said, was the truest. George Carlin was the deepest. And Robin Williams was the fastest, the wittiest, when you hear about someone great like that passing away, it really is a loss. And can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, it isn't like there aren't a lot of other comics, but knowing that Robin Williams isn't here anymore, there's something missing. What is that? Chris,
I don't know how to sort of put it into words. I would say that the passing of Robin Williams was truly devastating for a lot of people because he was sort of a unique talent, and I think everyone he sort of touched everyone through his great body of work. Whether you grew up with him watching Mork and Mindy or you saw some of his deeper, darker characters on Law and Order
My favorite.
Good Morning Vietnam?
No. 1 Hour Photo. Did you guys see that one?
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
He was pretty eerie in that. But I mean he touched everyone through, depending on what genre of film you liked or television, he definitely he wasn't a one-trick pony.
Right.
And I think that kind of thing, because he did touch so many people, he will be missed so dearly. And it's just, it was a really sad thing. But you're right, there are a lot of talented people out there, and anytime somebody, leaves us, it's sad. And, we feel for their families and loved ones. But,
yeah.
He was so unique.
Mm.
He was so – there was nobody like him.
Mm.
There was nobody like him. And when this story broke, it was amazing how people were calling me and texting me and messaging me and like it was a family member.
Mm.
I had a friend from New York call me and say – she said, but we grew up with him.
Mm-hmm.
Tragic.
Well, I also think too it was how he died. I mean, it's there are people who, just days after, we lost another icon, and she died of natural causes. Whereas Robin Williams, I mean, everybody's been depressed, everybody's been sad, but the depth of that disease to take somebody so talented, and you don't think of. Because he made so many people laugh and smile and mm-hmm. feel good, it's hard to fathom that there was a deeper, darker pain inside.
Right.
And I think that sort of touches and resonates with a lot of people as well.
In the way that we think about it, and we're talking about Lauren Bacall, an institution of Hollywood.
Abroad. She's abroad.
Abroad of, yeah. You know, the highest caliber.
There aren't that many broads around.
Right, right.
Not like her.
You know what? In my personal opinion, I think that Angelina Jolie is the closest thing we have to a current actress with such range and depth of work ethic. For nothing, for lack of a better word, I mean.
Well, we got to see that. That's still yet to come. She's still just a young thing. Yeah.
Right. So the key point here, Chris, is that searching for talent is something that can never be exhausted, and it's very, very possible that South Bay's Got Talent could find someone of that caliber, because those kinds of talents are everywhere. Those kinds of talents could be right here in the South Bay, and that's what's really great about having this show. Now, are you aware, Chris, are there other shows like this, local shows like this around the country?
You know, I don't know. I can only have to assume that there are. You know, it's like for the past 4 years we've been doing Dancing with the South Bay Stars, which is, you know, obviously a direct, we sort of borrowed the whole idea from the television show.
Hmm.
I'm assuming that, and there are lots of those out there that, you know, Dancing with whatever stars, I would only have to assume that there are other, you know, Got
right.
Talent shows up.
Right.
But nothing like it in the immediate, you know, South Bay, L.A. area.
Wow.
Chris, do you have any affiliation with the show, or do you have to get permission to use that title, or how does that work?
We did not get permission to use the title. We aren't affiliated with the show. Unfortunately, it would be great to, you know, have somebody from the show move on to that show. And that is nothing to say that that won't happen, but it won't happen because we have a connection with it.
Right, right. It's fascinating. We are talking with Chris Wolf from the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation. We're talking about South Bay's Got Talent. And the show is going to be live here, right here in the South Bay. And Chris, where can people get information about auditioning?
The audition form is on our website at www.torrancearts.org.
Torrancearts.org. Great.
Mm-hmm.
And when is the show scheduled to air or become live?
Well, the show is going to be at the James Armstrong Theater on the 27th of September.
Okay.
It's actually kicking off our season. It's the first show of the season.
Okay, 27th of September.
Right, but the live auditions...
Yeah, the auditions are actually going to be on the 7th and 8th.
Okay.
But before you even do that,
you have to do
your submission form.
That's correct.
Yes. And that's how the submission forms are just telling us, you know, basic information of who you are, what you're going to do, just so we have an idea as to what we're going to see. The auditions are going to be very, very simple. It's going to be a very comfortable atmosphere, we hope. We're not trying to make anyone nervous. We want everyone to feel comfortable. And it'll just, you know, come out, do your bit, and we'll let you know if you're in the show.
Now, One of the fascinating things about the television talent shows is that often these performances are the first time that the judges have ever seen or heard the talent. It's clear because we have, you know, numerous examples of incredibly talented people, and the judges are just blown away. Is that you guys? Are the auditions going to be attended by an audience?
No, the auditions are, like I said, we want to make it real, I guess, fun and not too nerve wracking for the
right.
talent. So it's basically just going to be several people sitting in the audience. It's just and or on stage, just to get them used to being on stage. We want to give them, you know, make them feel comfortable, and then the judges actually won't be in attendance. They won't be there until the night of the show.
Okay. Okay. Wow, this is exciting. I really look forward to this because it's one of those things that you never quite know what's going to happen. It's a different kind of a night out at the theater. It's very cool.
Well, you know, it can be kind of intense when you get, like, we have, you know, somebody who's young and 7 and a half auditioning, and if she has a voice that, you know, can belt it out, there's something just amazing about that moment where you hear this voice coming out of this little child, and it's almost emotional. It's
right.
Just,
right.
I mean,
or a 70-year-old nun,
well,
you know,
yeah,
or a housewife.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you brought it up. 7 years old is the bottom. What's the top age?
Well, right now we have somebody, an older gentleman looks like, who's going to be doing comedy.
Okay.
I would say right now the top age looks to be about in early 60s.
Okay, okay. Right, well, we'll just bracket that 7 to 70.
There you go.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And it's a neighborhood thing, you know. It's local.
Right.
You know, I love this. I think this is terrific.
It's a great, great concept. The Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation is bringing their A game and providing some amazing exposure for not just South Bay talents, but also exposure for those that are going to be viewing and seeing these. Hopefully lots of people will bring their kids. It should be a fun event. And we're gonna be right back with Chris Wolf from the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation talking about South Bay's Got Talent. And if you wish to submit your application for audition, remember to go to torrancecultureLarts.org. We'll be right back with Chris in just a moment. Right now, we'd like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know, it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PD, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it. Whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer, the partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Great. And I just want to get that right. It's torrancearts.org. Torrancearts.org. And, of course, if you'd like to call in and ask Chris a question or you have a comment, this is going to be a lot of fun. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. 714-242-5288. Give your comment or ask Chris a question.
I want to get into the nitty-gritty here for now. I want to hear about what kind of talent we're going to see.
Well, like I said, we have a comedian. We have several children who have selected the song from Frozen. Surprise, no surprise there. A lot of singers. I'm actually kind of surprised that there's a lot of there's more singers than anything else. We have one comic. There's actually a 10-year-old boy who will be playing The Flight of the Bumblebee on piano,
mm-hmm.
which I'm looking forward to. There's no, like, I'm surprised there's no magicians or jugglers. Or we actually do have, I'm excited that we have a taiko group performing.
Who?
Taiko. Taiko group. Is that the Japanese drums?
Yes.
Taiko.
Taiko. The flamenco dancer. And more singers and instrumentalists. So I'd like to see some more crazy talent out there.
You want somebody to walk in with 12 plates.
Well, that or you know, sawing a woman in half, or I know that there's a, I know I've seen him before in at the Torrance events. There's a young gentleman who does yo-yo tricks. I'm surprised he hasn't applied. But we would like to see some other more variety of talent.
I think people should look that up because it's fascinating. Taiko, T-A-I-K-O, Taiko. And it's huge drums with multiple players. How many people in this troupe?
You know what? They don't indicate that. Okay. It's actually a group from L.A. Taiko, and they there's a. I actually took my first taiko lesson there last week.
Wow!
It's amazing. It's quite a workout.
Yeah.
But it's they're from L.A. Taiko, and they're over on Western and. I went there because they were offering a free lesson. I thought, you know, I've always been admiring the drums. I should take my free lesson, which I did, and I told them about the talent show. And next thing I know, they got an application in.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, well, that's something else. How do you get the word out about this? I mean, do you go to local schools? I know that there are a couple of, like, acting schools in the area. Different groups in the area where, I don't know, put up flyers and stuff. I mean, this is the first year, right?
Right. This is the first year, and we're trying to get the word out through our board members, through social media, through, newspapers and obviously things like this.
Right.
It's always tough to try and get enough marketing done to let everybody know because we're reaching outside of Torrance, which is sort of our home area, and there are so many dance studios out there, and like I said, acting studios and schools. We're hoping that a lot of it will happen through word of mouth and people spreading the word.
Right.
Well, I love that. I love that it's South Bay's got talent. They're including the entire South Bay, Joe. I mean, you know, the entire South Bay, which, you know, is what we're all about. So.
Right.
Yeah.
No, and I think if I you know, search my brain for the kinds of performers that I've seen on the America's Got Talent, then, of course, singers are a big part of it, right?
Yeah, singers are a big part. Singers and dancers usually.
Yeah, yeah. But we would certainly love to see some amazing musicians. We don't want to see anybody like we've seen on the show, you know, doing something like dangerous or crazy.
Why not? Why not?
You only have so much insurance.
right. But that's the thing, you know. It's fascinating what kinds of things can happen. And of course, it's going to be live, so anything can happen.
And tell us again about the deadline for the submission form, Chris. It was, I believe, the 18th, which I think is Monday, but you.
Yes, we did extend it just because we wanted more people. I mean, we've gotten quite a few applications, but we know that it's taking time for the word of mouth sort of to spread. So we have extended it to the 27th of August.
The 27th of August. This is going to be a huge, huge opportunity. If you're listening or if you know of someone that has some talent, you need to get them to torrancearts.org and submit an application because this could be it. This is, you know, we talked about the singularity of talent and how a single individual can make a huge impact on the world of entertainment.
It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
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 Well, the other thing too, I just want to say is that the winners of the show are going to be offered a spot to perform in our Dancing with the South Bay Stars, because there's usually a section of that show, that performance, where during the tabulation of votes and so forth, that we have some entertainment come out and entertain the audience.
Right.
So these people will be given that opportunity, and during that time, there will actually be a video shoot, so that they will actually get raw footage and an edited version of their performance, which they can hopefully use for whatever marketing purposes they want to pursue.
Right.
So we're also going to take it to the next step, where we're actually going to try and give these people more opportunities to perform. We're working on confirming agents for the judges, so that we can hopefully also get them some exposure.
Tell us about the voting process for this event.
This event is just strictly by the judges. We're thinking about doing it similar to we do Dancing with the South Bay Stars, but we figured we would just leave it on the judges.
So there are three X's above their heads?
There will be no X's. They'll actually be able to perform their whole routine, and then the judges will score accordingly.
I see.
We don't want to stack this like they do the TV show, where we don't want people to come out and embarrass themselves. We want them to come out and succeed.
Right. There's not going to be any snarky judges making nasty comments.
No Simon.
Well, there won't be a Simon Cowell character, and there definitely won't be any X's where people are going to walk out and, get out.
And no gong.
Right.
No.
Right.
Do you remember that show, The Gong Show?
I actually do, yes.
Yes. That for those of us who study ancient history, that was one of those first attempts to get this kind of a variety talent kind of a act on television again. In I think it was in the 80s, or maybe it was before that, and it was successful for a while, but for whatever reason, it was just a little bit too wild and wasn't sustainable. I think obviously this America's Got Talent and all the other similar shows around the world, those are sustainable. The way that they're structured, they're sustainable long term.
I think the host of the Gong Show, wasn't he like always kind of drunk or something?
There was an issue. you had to say it, Jackie.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if he was drunk, but there was actually a movie about him,
right.
And I don't know how true it was, that he was actually like some spy or something like that.
Oh, I don't know.
I remember there was a movie about him. I didn't see it. But I do remember there was a movie about him. Yeah, I didn't see it though. But it was a funny show.
We've got The Voice. We've got this new rising star show. There are so many of these shows out there, Chris. But there's an insatiable sort of desire to see new, fresh talent, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think anybody, it's always a great pleasure when you can find somebody out there that just sort of blows your socks off and completely unexpected. It's like Susan Boyle. It's like a homely woman walks on stage, and immediately the thought is, oh, okay, well, she's just going to make a fool of herself. But then when her voice comes out, it's amazing. That kind of stuff is priceless. And I think, even with, we're citing some, 7-year-olds or 12-year-olds performing, it's obviously their passion. It's obviously something that they feel really great about, and they want to do, and they want to share with the world. And this is sort of their opportunity. And we're not here to we don't have to worry about ratings. We just have to worry about entertaining our audience and giving these people the opportunity to do something that they're passionate about.
Right.
And that's what we want to do.
Right. Tell us a little bit. Now, we haven't talked about this, and I want to explore this a little bit. Tell us about the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation. How long has it been in existence?
Well, actually, part of the reason why we're doing this now is because we are celebrating our 20th season.
Okay.
We've been around for 20 years. We're a nonprofit arts organization whose primary mission is to bring cultural events and arts education events to the South Bay, particularly the Armstrong and the Kano Theaters at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center.
Hmm.
And we every year we produce a season and special events like South Bay's Got Talent, Dancing with South Bay Stars. We also produce some interactive dinner theater, like this year we're doing Tie the Knot's Landing. It's an interactive wedding, soap opera wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of great things. We also are bringing back this year Story Pirates, which is a group from out L.A. that will go in and work with the elementary school and teach them about writing and character development. The kids will then write stories and give those stories to the Story Pirates, and from those stories they'll pick four of them and create perform them live on stage, which is a great way for kids to get introduced to the actual art of writing and literary arts.
Chris, I just got to throw in here, Joe. They do this studio cabaret. Is that what you call it, Chris?
Oh yeah, right. The studio cabaret series is we actually take the Nakano Theater, which is a small black box, and make it into a cabaret where we serve dinner. People come in and watch, a concert, enjoy wine or coffee or Daddy's Gourmet Cookies. And they're seated at tables of four, and it's just a great evening because the music is so intimate, the venue is so intimate, and the music is, like, right there in front of you, and we have a great support base for that. People love that series.
I saw that you have a group called Tumble Down House coming that looks amazing.
They are. I'm really, really excited about these guys. They're from the Bay Area. They're coming down specifically for this. They were kind of one of those finds that you discover through word of mouth, and it's just like, I got to get these guys here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're doing all sorts of stuff there.
Wow. Well,
and our whole season brochure is on our website too, if people are interested.
Great. And what are the basic times of the year that the season starts and ends?
Well, typically we run mostly the same as most other performing arts venues. We run from September to about May or June.
Mm-hmm.
Our annual fundraising gala is in June. Our season usually ends in May.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. We're excited about this, Chris. This is going to be a lot of fun, and I hope the beginning of something truly sort of an institution here in the South Bay. South Bay's Got Talent, sponsored by the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation. Coming up shortly, if you'd like to apply, please go to torrancearts.org, torrancearts with an S, .org, and audition. What do you have to lose? You've been sitting in your closet singing or doing those magic tricks. Get out there. Show the public what you're doing here in the South Bay. We want to know.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
And really, it is. It is about. It's all about making it fun, and we're not out to try and make fun of somebody. We really want people to have a good, positive experience and be able to share their passion with the rest of the world.
Right. Well, Chris, if you'll hold on a moment, we're gonna talk about what else is going on around town, and then we'll be right back with Chris Wolf in just a moment. Jackie, what else is going on around town?
The South Bay by Jackie Weekend Guide is brought to you by Rockin' Brews PCH, Rock and Brews PCH is proud to serve an extensive menu of casual American comfort food and over 100 craft beers in their family-friendly backstage beer garden at the beach. Now you can get all your favorite Rock and Brews menu items, such as Asian spicy wings and the Maui Wowie pizza, to go. Call in your order or stop by on the way home, and it'll be ready in minutes. In addition, Rock and Brews is making party planning fun and easy with its new catering menu. Rock and Brews PCH is conveniently located at the crossroads of Pacific Coast Highway and Palos Verdes Boulevard and has plenty of on-site parking. For all the delicious details, visit the website at rockandbrews.com or call 310-378-4970. Just before I get into this, I got to ask, did either of you attend FinFest last weekend in Hermosa Ritaville?
No, but I heard about it.
It was a fun-filled couple of days, and, you know, there was tons of great music, 2 days, great music, and fun shark-centric activities. They had touch tanks, and they had this giant shark. It had to be like 100 feet long, parked on Pier Avenue, where you could get up and take a picture, like, in the jaws of it. It was pretty cool. Oh. It was pretty cool. I hope they do it again next year. Anyway. The city of Manhattan Beach hosts the AVP Manhattan Beach Open, presented by SMART, the largest volleyball tournament on the AVP Tour. The event will take place Thursday, August 14th through Sunday, August 17th. The Open is the largest qualifier on the tour, in which amateurs are able to place into the event through pre-qualifying rounds. General admission is free, and unlimited VIP tickets are available for purchase. The Manhattan Beach Open takes place on the south side of the Manhattan Beach Pier. For additional information, you can visit the website at themanhattanbeachopen.com. For ticket purchase, visit the AVP website at www.avp.com, /tickets. The Hermosa Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau are hosting the annual Summer Sidewalk Sale in downtown Hermosa Beach on Saturday, August 16th and Sunday, August 17th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days. The event features live music, discounts, and specials at local shops and restaurants in the downtown area. Pick up specially priced merchandise at participating stores and celebrate the summer with seasonal menu items at local restaurants. On Sunday, when all the shopping is done, hang around for the Hermosa Beach Summer Concerts starting at 4 p.m. featuring Lucas Nelson with guest Dust Bowl Revival at the Hermosa Beach Pier. For additional information, visit the website at www.hbchamber.net. Now, admit it, you've always wanted to tango but had no idea where to start. Living Tango is offering a beginner Argentine tango boot camp on Sunday, August 17th from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Hermosa Beach Community Center. This is a beginner-friendly workshop and is perfect for folks with two left feet and no partner. Students will learn authentic Argentine tango basics in just 3 hours, $30 if you pre-register and $35 at the door. But wait, it gets better. If you mention South Bay by Jackie, you get a $10 discount. When the workshop is over, as I mentioned earlier, tango over to the Hermosa Beach Summer Concert Series right down the street in the South Bay. The music never ends. To register, visit the website at livingtango.com. For additional information and questions, you can call Ilona Linarski at 310-621-0622. The Hermosa Beach Community Center is located at 710 Pier Avenue in Hermosa Beach. The event will take place in room number 5. All right, so St. Rock and L.A. Car Guy present the 2014 Hermosa Beach Summer Concert Series. The concerts have been taking place Sundays in August from 4 to 8 p.m. on the south side of the pier. This Sunday, as I mentioned, August 17th, features Lucas Nelson and Dust Bowl Revival. Now, these concerts are some of the most popular events in the South Bay, and the crowds number well into the thousands. You'll want to arrive early to claim a prime viewing spot. You can visit the Hermosa Summer Concerts Facebook page for updates and event information, or the City of Hermosa Beach website at www.hermosabch.org. The Automobile Driving Museum presents the Beach City Swing Band the third Sunday of each month. That's this Sunday, August 17th. The 16-piece dance orchestra performs from 7 to 9:30 p.m. and showcases a different vocalist each month. The event features classic swing music, nonstop dancing, refreshments for purchase, and all those fabulous vintage automobiles. Enjoy a night of dancing to great music from the masters, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Tommy Dorsey, and Duke Ellington as well as additional tunes from the 20s to the present. Admission is $8 per person or $15 per couple, and parking is free. Couples, singles, and families are welcome. For additional information, visit the BCSB Facebook page. The Automobile Driving Museum is located at 610 Airport Street in El Segundo. And for additional information and a full schedule of their events, visit their website at www.automobiledrivingmuseum.org. All right, we've been talking about it for the last, I don't know, 45 minutes. If you have a special talent and are ready to take the stage, this is your chance to shine. The Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation presents the inaugural South Bay's Got Talent. The foundation is a longtime supporter of local artists and will feature them on one stage for a night of great entertainment. Auditions will be held September 8th and 9th at the Armstrong Theater, with the main performance on Saturday, September 27th. All genres of talent are accepted: music, dance, acting, variety, you name it. Children under 18 must be accompanied by an adult. The talent show is open to all residents of the South Bay, which include the beach cities, Manhattan, Hermosa, and Redondo, the Palos Verdes Peninsula, neighborhoods of the city of Los Angeles, such as Harbor City, Harbor Gateway, San Pedro, and Wilmington, El Segundo and inland cities, Hawthorne, Inglewood, Gardena, Carson, Lawndale, Torrance, and Lomita. To participate in South Bay's Got Talent, please submit the audition form by, was it August 27th?
August 27th.
For additional information and to download the audition form, please go to www.torrancearts.org. You may also contact the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation office directly at 310-378-8100. Okay. ShopLocal.us has announced the kickoff of their second annual Small Indie Business Grant Program. Over the next 2 months, ShopLocal.com will be accepting submissions from small independent business owners in the South Bay who wish to highlight in a two-minute or less video one thing that a grant award would be used for to contribute most to their success as a small business. If you're an independent business owner or you know a local business that may qualify, share this link or sign up at www.shoplocal.us. This is their second year doing that, and there's more money involved this year. I think last year it was $3,000. I think this year it's $5,000. The Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce has come up with an appropriately awesome way to celebrate the end of summer with the Backyard Barbecue Opportunity Drawing. In an effort to end the season on the right note, the Chamber will provide the winner and their guests with everything they need for the hottest summer barbecue in the South Bay. The winner will receive all the essentials courtesy of contributing local businesses. Core Event is going to donate $1,000 in party rentals. Vox DJs will provide 4 hours of DJ service. Grow, the produce shop, will provide 20 pounds of tri-tip and 15 bone-in, one-inch thick pork chops. Goose Island Brewery will provide cases and cases of beer, and combined it's over a $2,500 value. Tickets are on sale for $20 each or $100 and can be purchased through the Manhattan Beach Chamber's website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.org. The winner will be announced on September 19th. And for more information, as I said, visit the website www.manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313. And as always, be sure to check the calendar links and things to do on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events happening throughout the South Bay. And tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360s, we're going to have guest Ryan Cora of Cora Events, Jack Farmer from Vox DJs, and Josh Harrison of Grow. They're the ones providing all the stuff for the big backyard barbecue. So we're going to be talking to them tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's been an awesome summer.
It has. It has. Even though the weather's been strange, it's been an awesome summer.
I love the weather. I mean, it's been hot and a little humid, but it's been great. Beach days.
Yeah. Yeah, they have been, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've had some funky, fun storms.
historical storms.
Yeah, yeah. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Okay. Chris, thank you so much, Chris Wolf from the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation, for joining us today.
That was my pleasure. Thank you.
We are excited about this event. We are hoping that it becomes an institution in the South Bay. Give us a few more. We have a few minutes. Give us a few more, sort of an inside look into the foundation. We know about the South Bay's Got Talent. How many years have you been doing the dancing competition?
This will be our fourth year.
Fourth year for the dancing
competition.
All right.
You're going to spoil it?
Well, I was just going to say, if you want to say it, go ahead and say it. I haven't said anything yet, but if you want to, go right ahead.
Yes, we're really pleased and honored to have Jackie participating this year in Dancing with the South Bay Spot.
Woo!
It's exclusive right here. We actually haven't released any of the contestants yet, but you heard it here first. Jackie will be dancing for her favorite charity, and it'll be great. She'll have a great time.
Right. It's.
I'm very excited about this.
I'm so glad that you're doing this, Jackie. This is fun. This is going to be so much fun.
I know you're going to have a heyday with it.
When you think, Chris, about what Cultural Arts Foundation means to the community and what it can do, what's the future for the Cultural Arts Foundation?
Well, the future, that's a really good question. Because of the past years that there's been obviously some financial turmoil, a lot of arts organizations have sort of gone away.
Mm-hmm.
The Torrance Symphony, some major institutions that used to present some really high quality entertainment have stopped doing so because they just can't afford it. And people, obviously had stop buying tickets, so it's really hard to do that. We're really fortunate that we've been able to survive that rough patch, and hopefully we will continue to thrive. Our objectives are always the same, which is to bring the high-quality entertainment to Torrance and focus more on arts education and reaching out to young people and giving more of an opportunity for people to experience the arts, whether it's by participating and actually performing or by purchasing a ticket to come see a show. So we obviously want to continue that. We want to focus a little more on arts education. So that's sort of our future.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what we hope.
Okay. All right. That's great.
You asked about what it means to the city too. The arts, it's so funny, during our gala we gave an award to Michael Rouse from Toyota for his support of the foundation, and he said it best, I think, which is, the arts don't have a face on it like some of the other organizations. You have the ASPCA that has, beautiful kittens and puppies, and you've got, other really great organizations that have that people can they see a face and they go, okay, I get it, and there's trouble there, so here's my money. The arts don't really have that face, but yet they're just as important. Not just as important, but they're important that to help the city. I don't know if you know, but for every dollar spent on ticket sales, and there's about $7 to $10 additional revenue coming into the city through restaurants, gas, hotels, retail shops. So it helps the city economy.
Mm-hmm.
It helps bring value to the city as far as, just feeling good about people living, having people feel good about living in Torrance. But there's a lot that the arts do that don't have that face, and it's we're just trying to maintain afloat so we can still offer our services to the public.
Well, man or woman does not live by bread alone. We are social creatures, and I heard recently that someone say that what makes us human. Story and performance makes us human. That's how we communicate, and so we're looking forward to this chapter of the Cultural Arts Foundation in Torrance and South Bay's Got Talent. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, and Chris, you should also mention, I also saw that you have, you're doing your guest star series?
So our guest star series, which is also in our season brochure, is kicking off in October with Bill Engvall for those of you who don't know, who was on Dancing with the Stars last season. And we've got, you know, everything from musical performances to comedy. We have a Girls' Night Out. We have Late Night Catechism coming back with the original sister, Mary Pat Donovan. Charles Phoenix, whose amazing live shows are just a hoot to watch. So, yeah, there's a lot of the work that will be presented. It's an original play, comedy, that will be presented bilingually in Chinese and English.
Really?
So we're hoping to have super titles for translations for both. So it's a little, yeah, it's going to be a major undertaking, but we're really excited about it.
Oh, wow. There's
definitely a lot going on and a lot. I mean, if people want to help us out, we're always looking for people to volunteer. We're always looking for new talent for our talent shows. We're trying to make the arts more accessible to everybody.
Right. Right. Well, we're excited. It's going to be a fabulous season yet for the Torrance Cultural Arts Foundation. And Chris Wolfe, thank you so much for joining us. Now, we need to get the contact information out there one more time so that people know how to register. It's very simple, torrancearts.org, torrancearts.org. And Jackie, what's the phone number?
Oh, hang on one second.
Yes, while she's getting the phone number, Chris, is there contact information for you, or how do people get in touch with you?
They can call the foundation office directly at 310-378-8100, or they can shoot an email to info@torrancearts.org.
Okay.
And there's the number. That's the number. He just gave you the number.
And they can also call, if they want to buy tickets, they can call the ticket office at 310-781-7171.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We're so excited about this. This is something that, we have never had before. I don't know of another.
I think it's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity, for the local citizenry. You know, stop singing in your shower. Get out.
That's
get
right.
out and share it.
Amen.
Share it with everybody else. Yeah.
Right. It's something I just can't wait, because I know that we have great talent here. I mean, obviously, we're a stone's throw away from Hollywood. Lots and lots of people from the movie industry and showbiz in general live in the South, but we're not talking about those people necessarily. We're talking about someone who's never been involved really materially in show business, but they want it to be their whole lives. Isn't that what it's about, Chris? Someone
it is, really. It's about following your passion and
right.
just having a good time and sharing it with the world. And the fun thing is it's open to everybody, no matter what age or what their talent. We're open to everybody.
Right, right. Follow your passion. That's what we're talking about here. Wow. Well, I think for me personally,
Joe, do you have any hidden talents?
I was going to say, is there something here that we should know about?
Performing talents? No, I don't. I've often wanted to be a musician. I've practiced here and there, but not consistently, but that would be the only talent, I think. A non-practicing musician.
Well, work on it for next year.
That's like a non-practicing Catholic. It's not very interesting. Well, thank you so much, Chris. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Wonderful. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
We'll see all of you for our award-winning South Bay show tomorrow for Manhattan Beach 360. Thank you very much, everybody. Bye-bye now.